Okay. Hey, it's your girl Stoned Earth here with my first podcast by myself. Today's topic is going to be on toxic relationships. So, a lot of people, when they think about a toxic relationship, they think about, your standardized couple, boyfriend, girlfriend, 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 boyfriend, boyfriend, whatever your type of relationship is, they just think about it as the relationship you have with someone that you may be being physical with. What I have come to realize over time is that toxic relationships aren't just the relationships that we spend intimately with people. There can be toxic relationships in all areas of your life. Be it with your friends, sometimes we all have that one friend that either wants to take us out and go do some activities that, we might not necessarily do on our own, or we might have that friend that uses you as an excuse when they either go do activities by themselves and lie and say that they were with you, or they'll be legitimately with you, do what they want to do regardless, and then when they have to go and explain it to somebody else, they make it seem like you're the bad person. Then you've got your friends that use you when they just see fit. Like if they're bored, they'll hit you up and then y'all will hang out. But when you want to do something with them, they might not necessarily try to do what you want to do, or they're not available, as much as you would like them to be. Like they'll be available to you when it suits them, but when it comes to you reaching out to them and you need them, they might not be available. Then you have those friends that, might bully you. Like, sometimes there's some really just mean, people, and they lean towards people who, might not necessarily stand up for themselves or whatever. Then you've got toxic relationships that you have with family members, cousins, aunts, uncles, your parents, grandparents, whatever. Like sometimes your family itself can just be, there could be somebody that's toxic, or there could be certain areas that are toxic. Sometimes people don't respect boundaries. And that's the main thing that toxic relationships abuse are, boundaries, your personal boundaries that you should have set for yourself. And you shouldn't let anyone, no matter who they are or what rank they have, determine if you are going to, step out of those boundaries. So I definitely say, look at the areas of your life, be it somebody that you're intimate with, somebody you're close friends with, somebody you're related to. You could have a toxic work environment, the work conditions might not be good, or your work relationships with people, might not be that healthy. They could be strained. It could just be the way your schedule is set up. Like they're just using you. Like you're not getting set days or times, hours, just not giving you that sense of security that you need. There's a lot of different forms of toxic behavior, situations, places. You just have to really sit down and evaluate what it is that you want for you. Because at the end of the day, you are your only true 100% without a doubt ally, And unfortunately, a lot of the times we don't even have that. We're busy putting ourselves down, belittling ourselves, questioning ourselves. And at the end of the day, we end up being toxic to ourselves. So you have to really look at that. You have to look at the outside people. You have to look at your outside environment. And you have to look internally. What am I doing to myself that is beneficial to myself? What am I doing to myself that is causing me harm? Am I motivating myself? Am I talking, positively to myself? Am I thinking positively? Am I watching, listening, being around positivity? Like, what am I absorbing? What am I nourishing my body with physically, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally? You really have to sit down and just focus on the change that you want to happen to you and to your life. Because if you don't speak life into yourself or to the situations or the things around you, then you're going to be that toxic person in your life. And if you're constantly toxic to yourself, then that's what you're going to bring in, you know? You're not going to bring in positivity because you're not going to think that you deserve it. You're going to think that you're undeserving of good things. You're going to think that you're undeserving of good people. You're going to think that, you know, you might not be qualified for a position, for that promotion that, you know, you might actually deserve, you know? So you just really have to just buckle down, you know, sit down or stand up. Hell, stand up. Look at yourself. Get a full body visual, you know, full perspective of yourself and just really say, hey, you. What the hell do you want for yourself? What the hell do you need to change right now to get what you want for yourself? Not tomorrow, but today. Because each day you need to be moving in another step. You need to be taking another step forward, another step forward. That's what they talk about when they say live in the here and the now. Because at the end of the day, we're going to sit down and stress the shit out of ourselves, worrying about tomorrow, the future, or whatever that may be. And you know what? Me personally, I used to sit around thinking about the future and thinking about, oh, this would be perfect. This would be great. And I didn't even sit down and look at what I had in front of me, what I was doing, like what actions and choices and people I had around me, what were they actually, you know? I was too busy thinking about the end result and I didn't even focus on the ingredients that I had. Because people, you can't get that, you know, dessert, that beautiful cake or finished product or whatever you want, you know, if you put in the wrong ingredients. Because you'll be too busy thinking about that finished product that you're not even paying attention to what you're putting in your bowl. You need to look, you need to listen, you need to hear, you need to be present, you know? So that's all that I really have for you right now. I just want y'all to sit and think on that. A lot of that's going to be touched in the book that I'm writing. That's one of the subcategories that will be featured in my self-help book. And it's just about life lessons and things that I've learned along the way as, you know, as a human, not just as a woman, because yes, while I am female, I am also human. I am a person. I am a being. I am a light being. I am a spiritual being. I am, you know, I am here just like all of you are. You know, we have a purpose here, and the purpose is to realize that while the connections we make externally may be beautiful, or the things that we accomplish, be that as it may be unique or inspiring, at the end of the day, we are here to get to know ourselves and to fully understand oneself is a mystery of its own. We walk around thinking we know ourselves. And at the end of the day, each day we are learning. Each day we are growing. Each day we are changing. And there's no way that you can fully know yourself unless you are fully awake in who you are, what you are, and why you are. Y'all have a great day. It's Stone Durf, and I'll see you next time. Hey everyone, it's your girl, Stone Durf, here today. And we'll be talking about toxic behaviors. So toxic behavior in general is the behaviors that we have that might not be good to ourselves, or they might not be good to other people. A behavior in general is how we conduct ourselves or how we display ourselves. See, sometimes, you know, we display ourselves to people in a way that we might think is better than how we are regularly. And sometimes that has to do with our level of security about who we are and what we stand for. So sometimes we, you know, not purposefully, you know, some people do it
you know, with malintent and purposely display themselves in a fashion so that they can find people, you know, who are vulnerable or things of that nature. But we're not going to touch on that right now. Right now, we're going to talk about the way that we display ourselves, you know, that, you know, when we're unaware of how we're displaying ourselves. Sometimes we display ourselves, you know, a little bit more confidently, you know, a little bit more securely. You know, sometimes you might, you know, like, for example, when you go on an interview, you might put on your best outfit, your best suit, your best dress, you know, style your hair a certain way. And, you know, you go in there looking like a million bucks. And, you know, your real life, you know, you might be struggling and, you know, and you might not be as confident as you display yourself. But, you know, sometimes you have to display yourself in a way to get a certain reaction from certain people. So our behaviors sometimes might get miscommunicated because we're displaying ourselves in a way that we aren't on a regular basis. And a behavior is how we conduct ourselves when we're in different settings, in different environments, when we're alone, and when we're with different people. So my behavior might be different from when I'm home alone versus when I'm out with the girls on the weekend. My behavior might be different at work versus when I'm at a party. My behavior might be different in the club versus Sunday worship or Saturday worship, whatever, you know, your case may be, or not, you know. My behavior might be different while I'm meditating or when I'm in a group of crowded people, you know. My behavior might be different when I'm at the beach versus when I'm walking through the city, you know. Your mindset and your behavior are, you know, intertwined, and therefore, you know, your behavior gets shifted based off of what your mindset is. And that's deep. We'll talk about mindsets in a little bit too. So toxic behaviors. So a toxic behavior, a toxic way of conducting ourselves, a toxic way of displaying ourselves, a toxic way of being. So we can talk about mindsets, physical, communication, and support. Save the physical for last. Learned that the hard way. Never be physical first. Be physical last. We'll put that on the bottom of our list. This joke. Okay, never mind. But guys, girls, ladies, gents, whatever you go by, you know, humans, people of earth, earthlings. Oh, I'm gonna just call you guys earthlings. Yes, whole time I'm stoned earth and you are the earthlings. Yes, yes. Okay. Communication. You know, few bullet points, attention to detail, seriousness, tone, listening, hearing, understanding, empathy, you know. In a toxic way of communicating, you know, there's not going to be any attention to detail. What they'll do is they'll hear what they want to hear. They'll take bits and pieces of what you say, and they might twist it and turn it and make it into what they want it to be. Now, don't get that confused with people who are trying to grasp what you're saying. Now, some people will take what you say and they'll try to get bits and pieces of it so they can understand what you're saying. Toxic people will take bits and pieces of what you're saying so they can use it and throw it back at you. And you'll be able to get a grasp of which type of bits and piece taker they are over time, I think. Or if you just pay close attention. I've learned that it's better to listen to what a person is saying and also look at how they're saying it. Look at their body language. Look at what they are physically doing while they are verbally saying something. You can tell the level of commitment from a person by the way they are looking at you. Are they looking at you? Are they giving you eye contact? Are they looking away? Are they looking at the ground? Are they doing a lot of body movements? Are their body movements gentle? Are they flashy? Like, are they profiling for spectators? Are they moving erratically? Are they swinging their arms, punching their hand against their hand? Are they waving, like I said, erratically? Are they standing still? Are they leaning in, leaning away? What are they physically doing while they are speaking to you? Are they laughing? How serious are they taking the conversation? Are they, crying? Are they... what emotion do they seem to be displaying? Do they seem like they are caring? Do they seem like they're resenting the conversation? Do they seem like they're, in agreement? Are they nodding? Are they, focused? Just pay attention to those cues that their body might be doing, that, their eyes are doing. Just, pay attention to all of that as a whole. What tone are they using when they're speaking to you or while they're listening to you? Like, are they stopping to let you speak? Are they cutting you off? And if they are cutting you off, are they talking about what you're talking about? Are they asking you questions about something that you just said? Are they adding to it? Or are they switching the topic altogether? And is it intentional? Or did they just get excited? And do they need to just be reeled back on track? You have to look at the intent behind a lot of things. Sometimes as people, we have a lot of things going on in our personal lives, and we might not necessarily stop and take the time to listen to those people that we care about. And sometimes it's not in a place of selfishness. You just really got to know your personnel. You got to know who you're working with, and you've got to try to understand them. Because in a relationship of any kind, it's that understanding of who you're dealing with and your capability of being able to accept them for who they are as a whole. And sometimes we all need to grow. Well, not sometimes. In general, we all need to grow and learn and adapt and make changes. And it's that continual desire to make the changes that determine if that person is the person that you need to be with. Because some people don't like change. Some people don't like new experiences. Some people don't like growth. And those people won't be healthy for you. Those people are toxic. And they will be stuck in their ways. They'll be set in their ways. So if there's things, there's red flags that are there, then you need to know that those red flags will always be there. They're not going anywhere. In communication, you need to make sure that listening is there. Listening is a big part of any form of communication. I had to relearn how to listen just recently in my newest relationship, in my last relationship, I'm proud to say, because I've really just have grown, and I see the continual growth that I'm making, and I enjoy the person that I've come to know as a friend, and I'm looking forward to this friendship blossoming. But anyways, enough about me. So listening is a major factor. You have to make sure that when you listen, you cannot speak. You can't talk over them. For me, listening, while I was told that I have like attention deficit disorder or whatever, and I had grown to believe it, I've learned that with each person, we all have our different quirks. We all have our differences. And that doesn't necessarily mean that there's something wrong with you. So we can talk about medical diagnosis and stuff like that another time. But personally, I feel like I don't have whatever it is that I was told that I have. You know what I mean? I just have to reevaluate my way of learning, my way of doing things. And I suggest that people as a whole continue to reevaluate themselves and find out what works and what doesn't work for them. So listening to me, I can't be doing multiple things. If it's something important, then I want to give that thing my undivided attention. I don't want to be driving or cooking or walking, maybe walking. You know, it's hard enough for me to walk and chew gum at the same time. But anyways, I'm just saying, I'd rather be sitting, looking, listening, or laying down and listening and just giving my undivided attention to whatever it is that I'm supposed to be listening to. Because not only am I listening, I'm hearing it, I'm absorbing it, I'm processing it, I'm understanding it, and I am going to be able to communicate more effectively if I am in a good setting. You know, I prefer it to be, you know, quiet enough so I can hear details, tones, you know, pitches, pauses, you know, breath, anything, you know, just indications of what direction the conversation's going in. I just like to be in sync and in tune with everything that's going on. Empathy is a very important quality to have in any relationship, and it's a really important, you know, quality to have behavior-wise. A lot of people aren't empathetic. Empathy is, you know, being able to understand how or why someone feels, thinks, or does something without having to actually experience the thing or feeling that they're going through. Empathy is a very strong quality. And, you know, as an empath, you know, we absorb energies, vibrations that we don't even notice half the time. And, you know, you just gotta be able to decipher what feelings are yours and or what is causing said feelings. Let's see. So support-wise, you know, you want to make sure that you are behaving and you're being supportive of people, you know, your behavior, you know, you might not be as supportive as you should be in your relationships. You know, you want to be there for people. You want to focus on how they're feeling or what they're going through, or, you know, something that they told you. You want to be there to reassure them and make sure you're offering guidance, clarity to people, you know, that empathy, that understanding, listening, hearing them, you know, all that stuff. That's being supportive. You want to make sure you're a supportive role in people's lives. You know, there's a couple of different things that you want to pay attention to behavior-wise. We'll just quickly share a list of things because I've been on here for a while. I didn't even notice, but, you know, you want to avoid being judgmental. You want to avoid comparing yourselves or your relationship to other people's relationships or situations or ways of living and stuff like that. You don't want to be too competitive. Being competitive is fine if you're pushing and motivating each other to do better. Don't be competitive in the sense of where you're saying you're better or you're smarter or you're stronger or you're this or you're that and you're belittling the other person. Never belittle another person. Never talk about their shortcomings or anything like that. It's okay to point out, like, hey, you know, this is something that I see that you're struggling with. Here are some things that we can work on, you know, but you don't want to always point something out to somebody. If they're asking you for help, then, you know, give them your suggestions. That's fine. But you always want to make sure that you're telling them something positive about them as well. You don't want to always hit somebody with the negative things that they have going on for them. You know, some people were stubborn. You don't want to be stubborn. You want to make sure you're taking care of yourself because, you know, if you take care of yourself, you'll take care of other things. You know, you want to make sure you let other people have a voice, and you want to make sure you're not always talking negative about everything, other people or yourself. You don't want to walk around seeking validation or causing drama or being a people pleaser all the time or a perfectionist. You don't want to take everything so personal. Like, I know I take a lot of things personally, and that's because I'm really hypersensitive, and, you know, you got to be able to notice what flaws you have as a whole and address them and make personal changes for personal growth. You don't want to focus on your past. You don't want to worry about the future. You don't want to play victim. You don't want to be selfish. You don't want to be super insecure. You know, you got to build yourself up, motivate yourself. You don't want to be mean or attention seeking. You don't want to be jealous. You know, you don't want to tell a bunch of lies. You know, be truthful with yourself and those around you, and therefore, you know, your relationships and your behavior, you know, won't be so toxic and everything. You don't want to hold grudges or cast blame. You don't want to be manipulative, and you don't want to be a cheater. You don't want to not try new things or new experiences. Get out there, try something new, go to a new place, face your fears, because if you're a fearful person, your behavior is going to display that, and, you know, you'll be toxic to other people because you'll rub some of your fears and worries and things on to the next, and you don't want to do that. You know, you got to look internal and externally and just, you know, make those changes. You know, change something every day, learn something new every day, continue to grow, know who you are, what you are, and why you are. This is Stoned Earth, and I'll talk to you next time.